The low-cost carrier announced last week that it would start flying again on the 15th of June, having ground its entire fleet back in March. Now the company admitting, like all airlines, it's been hit hard by the coronavirus and will need to cut jobs. It employs 15,000 people, meaning 4,500 jobs are at risk. The chief executive, Joanne Lundgren, said that these are very difficult times and they're having to consider very difficult decisions, but they want to protect as many jobs as they can for the long term. Unions, though, have reacted angrily, saying staff will be shocked at the scale of this announcement and it's unnecessary. Holly Hudson, London.